involved with Dad's army. It was a phone call from David Croft, whom I really didn't know. And I was very new to television in those days. I'd done a lot of sort of pantomime summer seasons, and I think it was the summer seasons that attracted David Croft, because his background, his family, his parents were very much involved with that scene, the summer season, and he knew that anybody that had done summer season as a comic and kept on with it would have some knowledge of the business, because you had to do a bit of everything in the old end of the pier shows, as it was. You know, besides doing your own spot, you had to do sketches and chainers and things like that. Very, very good training. So that's how I think David got to know about me. Anyhow, the phone call came, would I go along and have a chat, which I did. And I was given the part of the fire chief in the very, very first episode of Dad's Army. And it was quite an experience, because there was I pretty new to television, and there were all these wonderful old gentlemen, but those fair, getting on a bit. You know, with Arthur Lowe and John the Measurer and all the others. And it was quite an experience. And we started off the rehearsing, and everybody got on, seemed to be, you know, very quiet and very dignified. And on the third day, David Croft came to me and said, "Look, we've been sort of doing a rough timing of the show, and we're going to be way, way over. And the only thing I can see is, unfortunately, Gordon, to cut your whole scene." So I had this wonderful, very funny scene as the fire chief with Arthur. He was arguing that he wanted the village hall for his soldiers. I wanted it for my firefighters. And as I said, it was a funny scene. My lads were running the hoses in between Arthur's legs, and he was, "Oh, good, what's happening here?" You know. And unfortunately, it was cut. And David said, "You know, but I do apologise, but I promise you that we will use you again." And of course he did. I was disappointed, but if I'd known what a wonderful success that was going to be, Dad's Army, I would have been very, very disappointed, because we didn't know then that how it was going to take. But everybody knows it was a grand, wonderful, wonderful series, and still, even today, 40 years later, still being repeated and just as funny as when it was first shown. So I think the next thing I did The Policeman, I think. I was a policeman. I didn't see myself as a policeman, but I think David felt he had to use me. And I had this scene where I was showing them how to use the service respirator. And of course, it was a very funny scene, once again. And believe it or not, that's one of the episodes that's lost. So not only did I not appear in the first one, the second time I appeared, the episode was lost. So 2 out of 2, that's not bad, is it? And then, of course, later, I was asked to do the Man with the Door, which was a lovely scene. I was in about four different scenes in that episode, where I had the door for the bank, which was just a piece of tarpaulin spread on the two frame bits of wood. And I had a fag in my mouth and burned a hole in the tarp paper, you know. And of course, Arthur didn't. I can't have that in my bank.
Right, take the paper off.
What paper? This is the door.
This is made of paper.
That's right. Tar paper, to be exact. Standard government issue to replace doors in bombed offices.
I can't screw my nameplate onto a paper door.
You could stick it on.
Boy, be quiet. Get back to the counter. This is monstrous. I shall complain to head office.
Well, don't go on at me like that, mate. Now, do you want us to put this thing up or not?
Oh, very well, yes. Get on with it.
Right.
How can I interview important clients in an office with a paper door?
Well, they use paper doors in Japan.
What's that got to do with it?
I really no idea.
Now, how can anybody knock on it?
Well, you could put up a little notice saying, don't knock, cough.
I'm not hearing people coughing and spluttering outside my door. Just a minute. There are holes in it. What are these holes?
Well, don't worry about that. I'll fix that. Got any stamp paper?
Oh, yes, sure. Hang on. Here you are.
Ta. There we are. Good as new, eh?
You can't have white spots all over the door.
You're a fussy little fella, aren't you? That suit?
Come in the office with us.
All right, sir.
I must speak to those cleaning ladies.
Yes.
What was the other one? Oh, no, I was the soldier that brought the very, very first real rifles. When I came in, I gave him the paper, and he desperately wanted to get his hands on a rifle. I said, oh, no, you've got to sign here. Sign here, sign there, sign there, sign there. And he was getting more exasperated. And then he thought he'd finished to put the pen down. I turned the paper over. Sign here.
Come in!
Captain Mainwaring, sir?
Mainwaring, yes.
Oh, yes, sir, yes. Evening, sir. I've got 500 armbands here for you, sir.
LDV. We're a bit late, aren't you?
I got here as soon as I could, sir. Sign here, sir. And here, sir. And, over the page, sir. Once more, sir.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Thank you, sir. Put the rest of the stuff by the door, Bert. Night, sir.
Good night.
It's right, nice and tidy there. Good night. All right.
I was a lighthouse keeper where the light was shining, and I said, oh, my men will put that out. No, they won't. Yes, they will. No, they won't. Why won't they? And I said, because I've got the key, because we were on the shore.
It's still on. It's gone out in there, though.
Right, who's been flashing without my authority?
Who are you?
I'm the keeper. They've no business to flash without my authority.
Can that thing be turned off from the land?
Of course not. It's powered by its own generator.
Here, listen, why don't we use a telephone?
It's cut off. It's not manned, you see.
Well, perhaps the exchange could reconnect it.
That's good thinking. Hello? Hello, hello.
So I used to live there once, you know, but me lungs couldn't stand it. The salt used to get in them, you know. I used to cough something awful. Terrible. What?
Hello? Hello. Put me through to the supervisor, will you?
Oh, I can't do that. She goes off at 6. There's only me here.
Well, then you'll have to deal with it. Now, listen very carefully.
Yes.
This is Captain Mannering speaking of the Home Guard.
Yes. Who?
Captain Mannering. Mainwaring.
Well, do you want me to write that down?
No. Just listen, please.
Yes, sir, Captain. I'm listening.
I'm speaking to you from the Jolly Roger ice cream parlor.
That's been shut since the war.
I know it has. It's an ARP post, and I'm speaking from it.
Are you an air raid warden as well, Lel?
Never mind that. Will you connect me to the lighthouse?
I can't. It's cut off.
I know it's cut off. Can you reconnect me?
I can't do that. You'll have to talk to the supervisor.
That's who I asked for in the first place.
Just a minute. There's a dress here. Takes messages for the lighthouse.
Ah, good. That's the ticket. Give it to me, will you? Wilson,
yes.
Put this down, will you?
All right, put this down. Right.
Yes?
It's the Jolly Roger ice cream kiosk.
Jolly Roger.
Yes, all right.
I'm speaking from there.
Well, can't you give them the message then?
Okay, sir. Come here. Give it to me, will you? Hello, Frieda.
Who's that?
It's Joe Walker.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Here, listen, love. Stick 73 into 21, will you?
Oh, Joe, what are you up to now? All right, then, I'll do it for you. Hang on.
Here you are, sir. She's putting you through.
You seem very well informed.
Well, we used to run the brandy from France before the war in the motorboats, you know. And there was this bent coast guard who used to give us a tip-off when they were coming round the bay.
Really?
Telephone. Oh. Jack Jones, the butcher.
Corporal Jones?
Sir?
This is Captain Mannering speaking. Now listen very carefully.
Sir?
I'm going to give you instructions as to how to turn off the light.
Right.
You're to go down to the generator room.
Right. Go down to the generator room. Right, sir.
Just a minute.
Yeah, I'll call Jones.
Yes, sir.
Just a minute. Yes. It's locked.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you know where the key is?
Yes, sir.
Jones, can you hear me?
Sir.
I'm going to tell you where the key is.
It's here.
It's here. You'll have to break the door down and get into the generator room.
Break the door down, generator room. Right, sir. I should do that, sir, right away, sir. Directly, sir.
Sure. So, I did, what, 4 or 5, I think it was. I would have done 6, but the 5G was the first one, and the second one was lost. So. Anyhow, of course, the repeats do keep coming in, which is very nice. Mm-hmm. But it was quite an experience working with, Jane Laurie and all the wonderful, wonderful men. You know, they've done it all in show business. Wonderful experience. But during rehearsals, everything was very quiet and refined. I mean, David was a strict director-producer, but he did it in a very quiet, efficient way. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody would dream of speaking out or making it, you know. While rehearsals were going on, the rest of us, if we weren't in that scene, then we would be quietly either reading a book or learning lines or doing crosswords. And that's how it was finished off. I didn't do any actual filming up at Thetford. Everything I did was in the studios. But it was a great experience. And of course, as I said, it's still going just as strong today. So anyhow, what should we talk about now? Right.